This is Sean Tepper, the host of Top Stocks, a podcast where I provide quick tips on investing without the fluff. This is a no-nonsense, to-the-point podcast where my goals help you make more confident decisions in the stock market. Let's go. Here are the top five ways to lose money in the stock market. Number one, timing the market. I unfortunately see a lot of people out there that are trying to buy and sell, enter and exit, and they think that's how they build their wealth. It's not timing the market, it's time in the market. It's all about buying and buying more. I see a lot of customers who will join ticker and they will buy their first stock. And then their very next question is, okay, when should I sell it? That's like asking the question, okay, when should I stop making money? You don't make money by buying and selling. You make money by buying and then buying more. You have to let compound interest do the work for you. So you need to remove this mindset of when do I sell? Get rid of that. You're gonna find some strong stocks first, and then you're gonna buy, and then you're gonna buy more. You keep doing that over and over. That's when you build your wealth. Unfortunately, I see too many people out there selling, especially selling for a loss, and that's how you lose money. Number two, buying stocks without asking why. There are a lot of people out there giving really bad recommendations and investment advice. Could be your next door neighbor, could be a friend at a party, could be somebody on YouTube, maybe somebody said something on podcast, maybe somebody said something on Twitter or Reddit. The list goes on. A lot of bad recommendations. The last thing you should do is buy that stock. The first thing you should do is ask why. And then what you do next is you take a step back and let them try to answer that question. Now, if you're in person, this is where things can be quite entertaining, because in most cases, they're not going to have a logical response on why XYZ stock is a good investment. What you do next is you go ahead, look at ticker to truly determine, is that stock a strong company or a weak company you should run away from? So again, never buy a stock if somebody tells you to buy a stock. You wanna ask why and then go over to ticker. Number three, penny stocks. So a penny stock is any stock that is $5 or less, that's US dollars. There's a 99.9% chance a stock will never break out past five if it falls within that range. The reason is large institutions have lost confidence and they lost interest and they will no longer put money into it. They will move on to bigger stocks. So if a stock falls in that range, there's a high probability it's never gonna break out past five. Now there's a 90% chance a stock will never break out past $10 if it falls between five and 10. It will fall in that range and most likely stick there. So what you wanna do is you wanna make sure you invest in stocks that are over $10 US dollars. Of course, the penny stock range can vary a little bit per country, but in most cases, those lower share prices, institutions have lost interest. They're not gonna drive those prices up. So they're gonna sit there inevitably. I see too many people out there that will see a stock that they think is gonna break out past 50 cents and go to $5 in the next year. That rarely happens. So be very careful and try to avoid penny stocks. Let's take a quick commercial break. If someone tells you to buy a stock, the last thing you should do is buy that stock. The first thing you should do is ask why. Unfortunately, a lot of influencers on YouTube, TikTok, Reddit, Twitter, and the list goes on are giving really bad stock recommendations and investment advice. The question is, how do you determine if what these people say is good advice or bad advice? That's where ticker can help. Ticker can quickly and easily determine if a stock is a good or bad investment, and it helps you manage your investments with confidence. But don't take my word for it. See what our customers have to say. Visit our Trustpilot rating where we have a 4.9 out of 5. Get started today with a free trial. Visit ticker.com. That's T-Y-K-R.com. Again, ticker.com. Number four would be IPO stocks. So let's take a step back and talk about what the heck is an IPO. An IPO is an initial public offering. There's also DPOs, which is direct public offering. Either way, it's a stock that's going public. So why is a stock going public? Check this out. There's a lot of companies out there that they need to raise capital to continue to grow. They have to raise venture capital, maybe private equity. Maybe they go to a bank and ask for loans. Well, in many cases, those institutions can say no. What do you do if you want to raise more funds? Well, you go public. And in most cases, Retail investors don't know any better, so they start piling into these IPOs, giving them a bunch of money when they really shouldn't. Here's what happens with most IPO stocks. They go public and the stock will take off like a rocket right away because all emotions and all the hype. But then that first quarterly statement comes out and the truth is revealed. We get to see those financials for the very first time. And in most cases, that income statement, that cash flow statement, and that balance sheet are complete garbage. And then that stock falls off a cliff and will remain there for years. So this is what we recommend. When a stock goes public, you want to wait 4 consecutive quarters to make sure the profits, if it is profitable, those profits are increasing quarter over quarter, and it has a high score in ticker. If an IPO stock fits that criteria, then maybe consider, but be very careful with IPO stocks. Again, understand what they're trying to do. They're trying to raise funds from you and I because they're running out of funding sources. Now, there are circumstances, this is a very small percent of the time, where a stock is totally qualified to go public. They're ready to take their stock to a whole new level. In that case, maybe put it on your ticker watch list, but I would still wait 4 quarters to see if those quarters are continuously profitable. And of course, the scores are high in ticker. So again, be careful with IPO stocks. Okay, number 5 would be, this is a common one, letting your emotions take over. I've seen too many people out there, including some of my friends, that let the market control their emotions and they will sell good businesses for a loss. There's a rule out there, rule 1 investing, thank you Warren Buffett. Rule 1, don't lose money. Rule 2, don't forget rule 1. What that means is you do not sell for a loss. You have the discipline to buy stocks. And when those stocks go down, when the market goes down, you do not sell, you wait. You let the market lift everything back up, which it typically does, then you sell for a profit. Do not let your emotions take over. Do not listen to the media. They generate revenue by getting more clicks. Negativity drives more clicks. Keep that in mind. They're not gonna say positive things. That doesn't generate revenue. They want the negative news out there because that generates clicks, and that negativity can cause a lot of people to sell for a loss. So don't let your emotions take over. All right, there are the top 5 ways to lose money in the stock market. Hopefully this video helps you out and gives you some confidence moving forward. If you like this video, hit that like button. If you want to see more videos like it, hit that subscribe button. And if you want to invest with confidence, make sure you don't make any of these mistakes by selling for a loss, then I recommend you join Ticker for free. To say thank you for checking out this podcast. I know there's a lot of other podcasts you could be listening to, so thanks for spending some time with me. Also, if you have a moment, could you please head over to Apple Podcasts and leave a review? The more reviews we get, the more Apple will share this podcast with the world. So thanks for doing that. And last thing, if you do hear any stocks mentioned on this podcast, please keep in mind, this podcast is for entertainment purposes only. Please do not make a buy or sell decision based solely on what you hear. All right, thanks for your time. Talk to you later. See ya.